What's up, it's Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Laura Biel.
It's Lip Service, and we got a special guest. He's used to interviewing people. Today we got him. It's Jack Thriller.
Hey, you could have had anybody on your show, Angela. I'm a really big fan of yours. I'm in love with you. I've been in love with you for a long time.
First of all, I see you under everybody's comments. Okay?
That's not true.
You be under mine.
Everybody's
who?
Instagram.
You be under mine.
L'Oreal.
Okay, that's true.
You've been known to be under Stephanie's. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, you've been under mine. So
that's true. That's not everybody.
How are we supposed to take you seriously?
That's not everybody, though. Y'all just happen to be in the room at the same time.
Other people's, all three of us.
Hold on, it don't count unless y'all agree to do some of the shit that I've been asking y'all to do.
We ignore you. Well, I do.
Yeah, I know. All of y'all do. I respond. You did respond to my marriage proposal and shit, but we didn't never like follow up on it.
Okay. You did come here empty-handed today, so you know.
That is some bullshit.
Right.
I apologize. I'm a bitch ass nigga. Can we start over?
Does that ever work though? Leaving them comments.
Yes.
See,
let me tell you something. I believe in the whole, you know, it's power in numbers, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Somebody gonna say, I'm fine.
No, I have a saying. You can't win the lotto if you don't play.
You can't win.
You know what I mean? You gotta try.
You gotta play to win,
baby. You gotta put yourself out there.
Yes.
If you really believe it, ain't somebody gonna fall for that bullshit.
Somebody's gonna jump for that comment. You're right.
I got a bridge in Brooklyn I wanna sell you.
Somebody's gonna buy it.
Somebody gonna buy that bullshit, man. You just gotta put yourself out there.
All right, now we usually start the show off with a tip.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you give some advice.
How much you want?
What?
Nothing.
Not
we said with a tip. I was just a little scared because his face. He looked at you like, oh, so you want a tip?
Yeah, just a
tip. I'll give a little tip.
He's going to put it out there. Somebody wants the tip.
Yeah, I go to strip clubs. I don't tip. I just go and whatnot, and I ball off other people's lap dances.
That's nice. So you pick money up off the floor and throw it back up.
Yeah, I don't pick money off the floor and throw it back up. I put it in my pocket, and hopefully the security didn't see me, or the niggas that threw it up didn't see me, or the girl that it was for didn't see me, and I can go home and pay my bills with it.
Well, here's a tip. You can't pay no bills with this one.
Okay.
But today's tip, and a lot of people have been asking about this, what do you do as a man...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you
I happen to be a man. This is gonna be my 34th year.
Hey now, when you lie,
May 7th for y'all. If you want to give me some,
lie to your woman and you get caught, how do you earn back her trust? What are some things that you can do?
I'm like, look here. If you don't really like it, me lying, because you knew I was alive when you got with me, because I lied to get with you, and you saw a lot of things weren't true when you was with me. So, you know, you could either deal with it or watch somebody else be happy with me.
Damn.
Terrible. Well, listen, ladies, we've all been lied to.
Too many times.
So what are some things that a guy can do to earn your trust back?
He can buy me stuff.
Dang, that's
a... Lie again.
Yeah,
lie all you want.
Lie again.
You know what it is.
Tell you a better lie.
Yeah.
Tell you some shit you ain't gonna figure out.
Because I feel like once a liar, always a liar. So once you lie to me, I'm always gonna think you're a liar. So you might as well just buy me a nice little bag, a car, give me a new crib or something. Hey, and then maybe I'll forgive you.
Man, I don't believe it take all that to keep you inside my life.
Listen, I done left at ask.
I leave. Okay.
I'm not one of those. I mean, I put up with some shit for...
Where are you going back to tonight?
I don't live here. I live in Atlanta.
Okay.
So I'm going to Angela's
house. Who you live with?
Don't you worry. Why you want to come
with me? Because I want to know. Let's talk about it.
I don't live with no nigga.
You don't live with no nigga?
No.
You live with a girl?
No.
Is she lying to you? I don't live with a girl. Who you live with?
Yeah, I live with a dog.
Okay.
His name is Monster.
His name is Monster.
He's a French bulldog.
And he fucks with you, right?
That's my homie.
Who is he with now?
He's being watched. Damn,
you want
to pay the babysitter?
And then, nigga, I want to know about you.
I don't. We interviewing you. Let's talk about you.
Okay.
So, what do you do? Oh, you already answered that. Stephanie's turn.
Oh, I agree with Jack. You got to tell me, like, a better lie. You got to make soup it
See,
up.
See, and that's why you're losing in life. Because you ain't listening to better lies.
Nah, that's the truth.
You got to up your lie game. You got to up your listening game.
I'm cool on the lie.
Cover it up with a better lie.
You need clever niggas in your life.
I hate a liar.
You said a nice date and some money.
A nice date, a good gift.
That's what I'm saying.
Or maybe some real good sex. Some real good sex will make me forget about
it. I agree. I agree with that.
It'll make you forget about it, but is that a temporary forget about it?
Yes. That is a temporary
That's
at the moment, like, all right, babe, I'm sorry. Okay, thanks. Do you want a sandwich?
I can do that.
Afterwards.
No, afterwards, okay. After it's all over, y'all be like, okay, I'm still mad though.
No.
How big is this lie is the thing?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Man, I got a girl right now. She still believe I play for the Atlanta Hawks.
She's a damn fool. Shut your ass up.
You did not tell nobody that. Would you even want to date somebody that really thought that was true and didn't Google?
Listen.
You don't need to Google to know that that's
if
not
I don't
true.
Feel like being with her today, I'll be with somebody else tomorrow. And you know, I'll be with her back when she feel like being with me.
But listen, now you can't tell me that you don't enjoy being in a monogamous relationship.
I do, but it's hard to find somebody to be monogamous with that's on my level.
Okay.
And let's talk about that. I say on my level. Your level is whatever level you want to be on, right? The things that you need inside of your life as far as having chemistry, understanding.
I can't tell what your type is. Like when you say having chemistry, what are you attracted to? Because I see you with a lot of different women.
And they all have their butt out.
Okay.
Not all of them.
Most of them.
They're open-minded and open-assed.
But I do see you with a lot of different women. And I always am like, what kind of girl does he really like, though? I can't tell if you're attracted to them or if it's, you know, obviously we know what you do for a living. You have your sex room and all of that. So
doing it for the gram.
I don't know if it's
Let me know
work.
When you're ready to be on then, now.
People have warned me not to do that. But I don't know if it's for work or like, would you really, you know, smash? Do you, you know?
Do I have a type? I don't really have a type. I'm like Ray Schmerman. The little boys. The little boys.
You like the little boys?
With them, they song. No. I like the song. Not them. I don't African Bambara.
Oh, shit.
He did. Who going to be a nigga to just say, hey, African Bambaataa sucked my dick when I was a little boy. Who is that nigga? Who is the nigga that volunteered to say shit like that?
Listen.
He had to do it, right? Y'all with it? No? Okay.
I think he did it.
Come on, Santiago.
I have no
Officer
comment.
Santiago. Officer Santiago.
That's the second time someone has called me Officer Santiago.
Are you a cop?
That's Jennifer Lopez and Money Train.
Yeah. That is.
I swear to God, that's the second time in a week, in less than a week, that somebody called me Officer Santiago.
It's a sign.
Santiago.
You should give me some pussy. But listen, check this out.
No,
this one,
no,
I think you did it, but it don't even matter.
No.
Now, I don't have a type and everything. I like all different kind of women. Sometimes I like, you know, chicks that are really thick. Sometimes I like Spanish women. Sometimes I like black women and da-da-da-da. But I am looking for, I would like to be in a monogamous relationship. Mm-hmm. I just haven't met someone that share my same views. And
what are your views?
Yeah, what are these?
It depends on what we're talking about, Angela. Like, let's talk about you for a second with that, like being said. Like, how hard is it for you to date somebody and be in a monogamous relationship?
It's so easy for me to be in a monogamous relationship.
But how hard is it for you to find that person to be in that monogamous relationship with?
I don't know. I feel like I've had some pretty good guys in my life, you know?
Guys?
I mean, in my past, like, I've had some great boyfriends. And, you know, I feel pretty happy about my relationships.
So with that being said, are you really monogamous when you have a lot of guys in different relationships?
I'm talking about from when I was young up until now.
Yeah, you
Let's
know,
talk about
now.
Let's talk about now. Angela of 2000. Let's go.
16.
Let's say 17.
Okay.
Let's say 17. You futuristic with this.
Now, listen, my girls know. I'm a very, like, listen, love my boyfriend. Right. Everything's great.
Mm-hmm.
No issues. Like, I think...
Are you settling for him or is he really somebody that is on your level? Are you tired of playing?
No.
Or is this guy
no,
really
great.
That dude?
Huh?
He's great.
Yeah. And I'm not really like a run around and play type of person either. Because to be honest, like I'm so...
You a grown woman.
Well, I'm so busy all the time too. So that's why it's easy. It's always been easy for me to be monogamous because it's too much. I don't have enough time to go around and date a whole bunch of different people. It's just a lot more convenient for me to be in a monogamous relationship.
Right. So it's easy to cheat on you and stuff.
Okay. It is easy to cheat on me.
Yeah,
it
I
is.
Can dig it.
I'm not going to lie. It is definitely easy because I'm so busy. I don't like check up on anything.
Right. Then that's perfect for you. As long as he treats you right and don't disrespect you or check his phone while you around.
Right.
And protect his situation, he gonna always receive Jordans and get things that he like and whatnot and be cool and go on trips with you. Hey, I was gonna ask you, if he don't make it to Las Vegas when y'all do that thing with iHeart
in
September.
Yo, you are really
fucking
funny.
I would like to go with you. If he don't make it to that, I wanna go in
See
September.
Now, you know, as just you being you, I would bring you to Vegas.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Man, well, let me get one of them tickets and shit, because I didn't know how to ask you for that shit. But if I don't have to be with you and I can get the shit, that's dope.
That's right. Listen, you're a very talented individual, a fun person to hang out with. I saw you on the balcony in Hawaii, you know, hanging out with chicks. No issues, right?
No issues at all.
You have female friends.
I have friends.
Somebody told me the other day that they don't think that men and women can just be friends anyway.
I doubt.
You know what? I used to think that.
What?
Until I had found somebody that was a friend. And you know what makes a woman a friend? When you can do something for a guy that he actually needs and shit, then he ain't gonna ask you for no pussy.
A blowjob?
No, but I get what you're saying, but I feel like that about all my friends. I feel like all my friends should have some kind of way to add value to my life as I add value to theirs.
Hey, can I tell you this?
You know what I mean?
Yo, what? Stephanie, you finer than a motherfucker, right? You are gorgeous.
Okay, so
If you couldn't do nothing for me, I would love to hang out with you just to get you on my gram to get some more bitches.
Thank you so much. And that would work.
You're useful. But that's your talent.
That's my value.
You get it.
You know what I'm saying?
You get it. But see, a lot of women can't say the same thing.
I have so many guy friends that I've never slept with. I'm sure they
might want to
sleep with me.
But do you think
they're attracted to you? Do you think they want to sleep with you?
Of course. But if you wouldn't let them fuck, they would fuck you. That's the thing.
If you was my sister, I would fuck you.
Oh my God!
If you was my mama, I would fuck you.
No, I have
to. You that you mama fucking kind of fine.
Oh, that's so awful.
Yeah, no.
So you're saying if she was your mother, you would fuck her?
Man, I would be a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
If you was my sister, I'd be a sister fucker. If you was my cousin, I would be a cousin fucker.
No, but I'm.
If you was my auntie, I'd be an auntie fucker.
She said this.
If you was my uncle, I'd be an uncle fucker.
This is awkward for her.
So wait, you fuck your uncle, brother.
Man, looking like that. If she hadn't changed her sex, but you got this kind of body, you put work into this. Why not?
So if she used to be a man, you would fuck.
I was going
to
say.
Man, that's how fine the bitch is right here, man.
I have a child, though, so I never was a man.
Man, you can still have a child and be a man at the same time.
Does she look so good you suck on her daddy's dick?
No, because that's still a boy.
Well.
But I would suck on her mama's dick.
No.
If her mama didn't have a dick when she got here, then it's not gay.
I'm so confused.
If she went and bought a dick, then it's different because it's not gay. Because she wasn't a girl in the first place, so it's not gay at the same time. If you didn't come here with it, then it ain't gay. If you know what I'm saying? But if you bought a dick when you got here, then, you know, it's up for grabs. That's your friend. You do what you want to do.
No, but I...
Hey, edit that part out.
This is unedited.
Okay. This is one of them shows.
You just digging yourself in that black hole.
I think any of my guy friends that don't want to sleep with me, or unless they're gay, you know, that's kind of weird. Like, all my guy friends should be available. Like, hey, you, what's up?
So then they're not really your friends.
But I don't want it, so it's never going to happen.
You blessed.
No.
You blessed. That's a blessing.
I am blessed. Thank you, Jesus.
Man, for making you
I'm very grateful.
You ain't got to pay rent no more, none of that. When the last time you paid rent?
I'll pay my rent.
Yourself?
I'm about to pay my rent this week, man.
By yourself?
Don't remind me.
By yourself?
By myself,
By yourself. Did you? Which nigga gave you the money? Hispanic?
Nah, a guy didn't give me. I'm not going to lie. I definitely take
that
money
bread
from guys.
If
it's available to me, I will take it. But I like to pay my bills from my account.
What's the craziest shit you told a nigga that you would do?
I pay your rent this week. Cook for me. Can I come sleep over? No, you can't.
Yeah, I wouldn't ask to sleep over, but I would ask to fuck you if I paid your rent. Can I fuck you? I don't want to sleep over there because I got to go home to my girl.
That's another thing. Guys, when they give you rent money, they feel like they're entitled
to the pussy.
They should
be able to fuck you. Yeah.
Like, whenever
they want in
your home.
How much is your rent?
Like, no.
How much is your rent?
It's just under $3,000 a month.
Yeah, he should be able to fuck you in every hole in your body, even including your ears and your navel.
Your ears.
No. Not for no damn
$3,000. I should be able to fuck your mama for $3,000.
You're
bugging. What the? Where the fuck y'all live at?
You want to fuck a lot of mothers. I don't know what's going on with you.
Nick, y'all motherfuckers live in goddamn Never Land or something.
No, we live right here.
No, America. That's why.
These niggas stay in light-skinned houses.
This is how men think. That's why I pay my own bills.
This is how niggas that ain't got $3,000 to pay their own rent thing.
You know how many parties I host so I can pay my fucking rent? Come on.
No, I believe it, but I'm just just saying, if I gave it to you, don't take mine if you can pay your own shit.
You know what? It's amazing though. A lot of guys will give you money. You ain't got to do nothing.
Nothing.
No,
at
that's
all.
What I'm saying.
You don't even have to like that.
Hold on.
Not put a label on
you don't
even
have to like that. Who the fuck is these niggas, man?
It's a lot of niggas. No, it's a lot of them. You don't have to answer their phone calls. One time I blocked the dude and he was like, yo, what happened? I'm like, my phone's off. And he believed me. He's like, okay, I'm just going to pay.
Hopefully he doesn't hear this.
Oh, well, if he hears it, I'm
she
talking about
you. She don't give
a
fuck. She likes skin. She'll bounce back.
No, I don't give a fuck because I didn't like him.
But I don't think you should take...
Sad.
I like taking money from guys. It's cool. But not for my bills. I got my bills, man.
What'd you like taking it for?
And honestly, getting back to being in a monogamous relationship, I'm single. My dating life is really great. I'm happy. But yeah, I do want to be in a monogamous relationship eventually. And,
but you can't.
And that's something that I have to offer, that I take care of myself. I don't need a man to pay my bills. I do it myself. That's something I have to offer.
But if he gives you something, it's just extra.
I pay I pay for to go to the doctor. I pay to go to the dentist.
She pay for her own titties.
I pay
for
my
ass.
Own titties. I pay for, no, my baby daddy bought my lipo.
As he should, he fucked it up, so you got to pay
exactly,
for that.
Exactly, that's all. I'm
come on now, come on.
He paid for
that's
the
a receipt.
And the light bulb. But
this
you know,
how much the baby costs.
I'm just saying, exactly. You know, I think that's something nice that I have to offer.
Well, Jack, you don't check off on girls and get them money?
Man, I gave a girl $100 to get the fuck out of my face.
No, I don't believe you. I feel like you give girls money.
Okay, you want to try fucking me?
No, thank you. But I heard about you.
Yeah.
So don't play. I heard you give up money.
Okay, I do.
See? I just made that up, but he told on himself.
No, I do give out money. Uber money.
Okay.
I give out cab money. Yeah, I give out, you know what I'm saying, like dollar pizza money.
So if you dating a girl and she asks you for something, like, I need to get my hair done.
I'll do that.
It's going to be $800.
That's not happening.
That's how much it costs nowadays.
No, you about to get cornrows this day.
No, this day.
You finna get some finger waves, then we finna take it back.
No.
This is how we do it. Sha-la-la-la-la.
But you, okay, so you'll pay for some cornrows, but you
I will pay for
no,
some corn. Nigga,
no,
I'm not paying
no
for no motherfucking
no
Brazilian goddamn
no lace,
Remy.
No lace closure.
No Remy Martin weave or none of that. No Hennessy weave. None of that. Bacardi weave. No. None of that.
Damn, Bacardi weave.
I'm not
weave.
Doing that.
Well, now, Loria, do you think that men and women could just be friends?
I've had guy friends, but I know that they all wanted to fuck me at some point in time.
You came to one of my interviews and you came with about like 7 niggas. I thought they all fucked you before.
You don't fucking fuck me. They'll fuck you before they fuck me.
Them niggas?
Yeah, I'll let them all fuck you in the ass. Don't play with me. Don't play with me.
Man, them niggas
one of them was my
savage.
Boyfriend. Mm-hmm. One of them was my boyfriend. And
them niggas look savage as fuck.
They was gonna fuck you up if you said the wrong thing. That's why they was there.
Oh, that's
look, look. No, I'm joking with you.
They would they look cool to me, but they look like they were thugs and shit, and they didn't take no shit.
Yeah, they don't.
And I was like, damn, yeah, they hit that.
Yeah, nah,
dang,
fuck out of here.
Come on now.
Nah.
They hit that.
They
cool
fucked your girl
shit.
Before, though.
Hey, I'm cool with that.
Nah.
I'm cool with that.
One was my boyfriend and the
they
rest
all
of them
girls.
Was his friends. I'm not a whore. I don't get
no,
the train ran on me.
Don't
or,
look like a whore
I don't
at all.
Do none of that stuff.
I don't think all my guy friends want to fuck me, but I think they all would. Fuck me.
That's the same shit.
It's yeah, I don't know the difference.
It's not,
I don't really want to do this, but
no,
I will.
Don't
you know.
No, but not every one
how,
of my
how
guys.
How many guys?
Like, you, no,
oh,
not
oh,
everyone.
She told
guys,
you
they were twinning me.
She definitely
God.
Shut you down.
Jesus. I'm listening to it. That's what I'm saying.
No, stop but, talking over me.
No, but you know, I don't think that they all have the intention, like when they're around me, like, oh, I might fuck Stephanie tonight. You know what I mean?
But
I
if they slide
like
up
that.
In there by accident.
But if I'm like on the right pill or the right drink, like,
the
hey,
right
you want to come to
jeez.
My house?
Yeah, they had the right Bill Cosby shit on them. They, but this is what all the niggas.
If I'm passed out on the couch.
All the niggas no. around you, all your niggas be thinking, hey, I'm going to get my shit together. Then I'm going to fuck the shit out of her because I know what she like.
Well, they better hurry up.
Oh, shit.
Hey, y'all heard that? Y'all heard that? Charge.
But I'm not going to lie. See, look, I have a lot of guy friends that I don't feel like they ever wanted to have sex with me. Right. That I'm cool with. And people that I grew up with that I've known since I was young. People I work with.
You don't think Charlamagne will fuck you?
Definitely not.
Nah, I wouldn't say
Charlamagne. I definitely don't think so.
And why?
Because we disgust each other.
Okay, what that mean?
I love them.
What that mean?
I don't think that...
Would you fuck Charlamagne?
Definitely 100% not.
Why?
Because it's disgusting.
Why?
Because
you look at him as a brother.
No, I don't look at him as a brother.
You look at him as what?
I just look at him as Charlamagne.
And you wouldn't give Charlamagne no pussy.
I think anybody who would is disgusting.
She says that all the time.
Okay, that sounds real. You wouldn't give Envy no pussy?
Hell no.
Why?
And first of all, you got to think, like, I know his wife.
Got that bread.
I know his kids. I don't look at him like that. Like, we work together.
What if he got a divorce tomorrow?
No, definitely not. Mm-mm.
What if this was The Walking Dead and then, like, zombies ate his kids?
He knows some shady bitches.
I know. I would never.
We live in a shady world.
Everybody ain't shady, though.
Like, listen, I have to have, like, for real chemistry. And there's no chemistry in that studio at all. I think Charlamagne and Envy would fuck each other before they would fuck me.
Oh, no.
To be honest.
Oh, no.
But I'm just
and that's
him
never going to happen. I doubt that.
I think on a drunken night.
No, shut up. I'm done.
Yo, you kill me.
I just don't know who would be on top.
Oh. Yo,
no, I'm just kidding.
Stop.
Well, I'm not. I do think they would rather fuck each other. But I don't
know. Oh, my God.
Okay, let's change the topic. Change the topic.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Patron is a hell of a drink.
My favorite.
Yeah, with lemonade. I didn't even know it went this good with lemonade. Yes. This shit is amazing.
Have you ever walked in on somebody cheating on you? Like, been dating somebody and caught them in the actual act cheating?
No, I prayed for it.
Why?
I'm looking for an excuse to get this bitch out my house.
Nah.
Why is it so hard to get somebody out the house?
Because, like, I just don't want to look like the bad guy.
Oh, that is the dumbest thing I ever heard. See, I don't never could understand why people will say things like, man, I just can't get rid of her. I don't know what to do. I can't get her out of my house.
I don't want nobody
to
say
that. If it's your house, why can't you do that?
You know what it is? I just don't want nobody to say anything bad about me feel slighted by anything because, you know.
So for selfish purposes.
For selfish purposes.
Okay.
Because a lot of women that I actually dated that I let inside of my house, they're really, really nice girls.
Okay. I would
like,
hope
I'm
so.
Talking about beautiful.
You with a nice girl?
Yeah.
You seem like you would like
I like
a
like
ratchet.
Yeah. I like ratchet women. But I love really, really nice girls. I let a nice woman inside of my home.
Okay.
And whatnot. And somebody that's really selfless and whatnot or don't mind, you know, taking care of me and cleaning up and shit. If you clean my tub out, you is a bad bitch. Even if you don't look like a bad bitch. Do you hear me,
child?
If you clean that motherfucker out, because I got frogs in my shit on lily pads.
Oh, no.
Sometimes.
So wait, something that would turn me off about a guy if his bathtub is dirty. Because how does shit that you clean yourself in dirty?
That's nasty.
I take showers. I just step on it and whatnot, and I put on my little, you know them shoes that you put on when you surf.
You have to wear shoes in the shower?
Yeah, I put on my little shower shoes.
Oh, my God.
I don't trust me.
You have athlete's foot.
I don't trust me.
Oh, no.
I don't have athlete's foot, but I do play basketball.
I guess you could get away with that.
How do you wash your feet? Like shoes in the shower. I'm so confused. So you take it out and you just stand on one foot and like
He don't wash his feet with shoes.
DeMar got Flintstone feet.
Yeah.
So you gotta take care of that.
No, I mean,
are you wearing sneakers with no socks?
Look.
Where are your socks at?
Hold on, let me show you some shouting.
Please don't show your feet.
He don't got on no socks.
I do got on socks. They footies.
Oh, they real though. Tennis socks.
I'm from Atlanta, so you know, this is how we get down that shit.
Like pom-pom socks.
Yeah, I got to be able to chili eat in my shit.
With no pom-pom.
I'm a straight chili eater. I want everybody to win.
So, so why is it so hard? You don't want to look like a bad person.
I don't want to look like a bad person at all.
And this is something that guys do a lot, right? They want to break up with you, so they treat you so fucked up that you break up with them.
Right. Because they don't have the balls.
They don't want to break up with
you. You know what I do? I stop fucking you.
Oh, God. Is that what that means?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that before.
I might check on my phone in front of you and shit like that and whatnot. And what else would I would do to...
Wouldn't it be nicer to just be like, I don't think this is working out. Let's go our separate ways.
When I say
rather
that...
Rather than to treat somebody so fucked up.
Right.
When I say that, women get real weird and, you know, start doing things that are... They don't know how to leave, man. Like, they don't know how to leave. They like me. I'm a great guy if you can get me.
Right. Plus, you pay the rent.
I pay the rent.
Take care of things.
I'll get your braids done.
Right.
Your cornrows.
Cornrows, not the weave.
Not the
Bacardi weave.
I'll get you your nails done. The regular manicure, the shit is $11.
Right. Oh, okay.
But you got shiny nails. So
yes, it was $11.
Is that buff or polish?
No, that's polish.
That's polished. Yeah. I could tell.
Shouldn't you just buff it?
Man, I want to be cute too, motherfucker. Shit. Yeah. This is meticulous grooming.
Is it? And for women, it's hard for us to break up with guys too.
Yeah.
To be like, we don't want to be with you no more.
Yeah.
How hard is it for you to kick a guy out?
No, I curve guys really easily.
Yeah, you look like it. That's right. You're like, yeah.
But it depends on how serious the situation is.
He rape! I rape! All right, cut.
No,
get my shit now.
I would not ever do that.
I'm out.
No, but it depends on how serious the situation is.
I got a rape face, so I got...
Like, when you're with somebody for a long time and you want to move on to other things, it's hard to tell them. It's hard to just be like, get the fuck out of my life. When you're living with somebody and you've been with them for a lot of years. But these days... A nigga will just stop hearing from me.
The fade out.
Yeah. Like, disappear. I'll stop texting. I'll stop responding. Slow text, read it, show that I've read, and reply like 3-4 hours later.
Hey, her life is popping.
Not reply at all.
Her life is popping. Hey, I was booked at a party with her one time, right?
Really?
My shit was like on the chain, like down here, but her shit, she had the whole back shit up here.
And I was by myself.
And she was by her mother. Fucking sell with a gang of bottles and just motherfucker she wanted at the club. And we were all looking up at her shit. And I think I was supposed to be in VIP too, I thought. And we were hosting
they
the party.
They didn't even have
together.
You in VIP.
Yeah. I thought I was in VIP.
They
but it was nigga my
upstairs
shit. She waved at me too. She like...
Hey,
she
was a fan.
Yeah.
She was waving at the person behind you.
But that was just because the promoter said, hey, that's Jack Thriller right there. And she waved. She didn't hear what the nigga
said. Please wave
it. She didn't hear what the nigga said. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
So, Loria, what about you? how hard is it for you to break up with somebody finally or get somebody to, you know, to leave somebody alone?
It depends how much I fucked with them. Like, if I really, really fucked with them, it's kind of hard for me to cut them off. But if I didn't really like them, I mean, I speak to them when I'm bored or nothing else to do or something like that. But 9 times out of 10, it is, if I really fucked with them or love them or care for them, it is kind of hard for me to cut them off. Mm-hmm. I'll curse them out. I'll say all kind of shit, but they don't go away. So it's so weird.
I wouldn't go away. You got some good head, L'Oreal.
Yeah, what is wrong with you? I feel like he's been coming at me this whole time.
No, I want to come in you. I don't want to come
no,
at you.
No, that's not.
Good head isn't necessarily an insult.
I mean, this time wasn't that bad.
I came at you in this interview?
Yeah, when? You tried.
You tried. You did say that
you
she got a train.
That I got the train ran on me by all my friends.
Seven guys.
No, I was just saying people like you.
No, that's you said it like they all fucked it. You.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah,
it was a little weird.
People usually fuck people they like.
Okay. No, they don't.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I do have good head, but
there you go.
Yeah, I do.
And yo, I would love to be one of the guys that actually got to find out that you got good head.
Not for no cornrows.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Well, I mean, if you change,
remember
your mind.
You said the levels. Like, I feel like my level is different than your level, and I'm not saying below or. I'm just saying
you?
Different.
May I ask you?
Different.
What level do I need to be on in order to get some of that good head from you?
First of all, no. Let's just start
First
there.
First of all, no. No way.
First of all, no.
No way.
Not gonna happen.
It's not gonna happen.
Even if I gave you a list of things you had to do, it's not gonna happen.
You wouldn't Woo! Even follow through on your list.
What's on that list?
Yeah, can we know what's on the list?
I mean,
what's the level?
I want to hear all of y'all list of what I got to do to get some head from
no,
y'all.
There's not, first of all, there's not like a list for you to do. It'll just be one in my mind, like, I like this kind of guy.
And I'm not
is,
him.
And this is
just as simple as that.
I mean, I love you as a friend.
Yeah, yeah, but not and as somebody then, to give head to, right?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I'm sorry, that's just not, yeah.
Okay, Angela. What I got to do to get some head from you? Like, what would I have to do?
Let me see, what would you have to do?
Be her boyfriend. And yeah. I'm talking about her boyfriend now.
Yeah.
Transform.
You have to be my boyfriend.
You know the Snapchat thing where you press your face and you scroll it?
Just as simple as that.
Yeah, if you could turn.
Hold on, can she talk for her?
I'm just saying.
Can you take your hand out of ass? Please.
Put it in yours?
Yeah, come on.
Hey! Now, what's she got to do to be able to put her hand in your ass?
Give me some head. Okay, so yeah.
So, you know, like, if a girl is giving you a head, she can put her hand in your ass.
Fingers.
Let me tell you something.
One finger.
Hand.
Let me tell you something.
You like it.
If she... No, I ain't never had it before.
What? You're lying. I don't
I've never
you.
Had... No, no, no. Listen.
Put one hand up and tell me you never had no finger in your ass.
I've never had no fingers in my ass.
That's
ever.
Right. Nobody never tried to put their finger in your
never,
ass?
Never, no.
That's the
I
wrong
don't
hand.
Believe you.
No, never.
You're a liar.
I don't believe you. No,
nobody's
sorry.
I don't look like the type of nigga that do shit like that.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You definitely
he don't look like he cleans his booty hole.
You look like a finger in the booty guy.
Get the fuck out.
I always thought that about you.
Are you serious?
Really?
So whenever you think about me, you're like, yo, he's probably getting
really?
Fingers right
you
now.
Need that
wow. Oh my God.
Because I look at you as like a freaky guy.
Yeah, no, I am a freaky guy.
Okay.
But that's part of it.
So what's wrong with a finger in your freaky ass?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you this. Hey, listen to this. When I find the one.
I see your
woman,
finger right now?
Yeah, this finger right here. Okay. It can't be this long. But yeah, shit, check this out. When I find that one woman, or that one woman that is on my level, she can put her whole hand up my ass.
Okay, would you let me put down
so crazy? That should be able to happen.
If I was sucking your dick and I wanted to put my finger in your ass, would you let me?
Yes. You damn
right. You got a hand.
Nigga. Hey, you know what? You know, fuck this shit.
At least he's
Stephanie, get your hand ready. Right.
If y'all wanted to put y'all hands up my ass too and yeah. puppet me, if you wanted to puppet me, in order to get some head, I love you, and I love you. These are y'all motherfuckers is fantasy. So if I got to compromise, you putting your because it's just an asshole.
It is.
That's all it is a hole.
And you know you have all kinds of
you're gonna love
lube, nerve endings in there, and it feels really good. That's where your G-spot is.
Listen, sometimes you got to make sacrifices in your life.
Jesus.
To do some shit that you're trying to get to. You can't get through something. You got to go through it to get to it.
Yeah, you got to go through it to get to it. That's exactly right.
So whenever y'all ready to suck my dick, y'all can fist me. On camera, because y'all that fine.
Nah, yeah,
what if
this
we get
crazy.
Somebody else to suck your dick and then we stick our finger in your ass?
I wouldn't like that. Who you going to get? Who you going to get?
It might be a bad bitch.
I could hire somebody.
These niggas, yeah, these.
I could get, you know, I get my girl Cindy.
Y'all
to
is
it.
Some fans. And
we got a couple. we got a couple like porn star friends.
No, I already fuck porn stars. I'm cool. I don't need that. I need people that don't fuck people all the time like y'all.
I guess we're not ever gonna put our fingers in your butt.
Our hands.
We all missing out. We all missing out. And y'all know how bad y'all want to put your fist up my ass.
No, yeah, I've never put my fist up nobody's ass.
That's a lot.
See, so we on the same page.
Have you ever put fingers?
No, I've never done that.
Okay.
Well, that's only because I feel like this shitty. You know what I'm saying?
No, I already knew that. I know that
she do that shit because she bored and she want to try
maybe,
nigga.
Maybe, I haven't done it still.
Done it maybe lately.
Angela
and
wouldn't do that.
That's why I just wanted to
she
update.
Wouldn't do that. L'Oreal wouldn't do no shit
I
like that.
I definitely do it.
L'Oreal has done it many
I definitely
times.
Do
it. I've done it many times.
Yes.
Yes, they both have.
I definitely. But it got to be a clean ass. Don't bring your shitty ass near me.
These are
it has to be a guy that knows that he got to look like he knows how to clean his ass.
How does one look like they know how
to? You got to look clean. I don't feel like he knows how to clean his ass properly.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
How do you clean your ass properly?
I'm just saying.
Oh, no, no.
Bathtub is dirty.
Hold on. How do you clean your ass? Let's just test it.
There we go.
I don't know what's going on with my ass right now.
I promise you he don't know.
Do you just wipe the soap real quick and then keep
it? He doesn't wash his feet.
No, I wash my ass because I like getting my ass ate out.
Okay.
Oh, so he does wash it.
Wait, what's the difference between a tongue and a finger?
No difference.
One is wet and one is dry. It sounds like.
No, you
can get
it
wet.
Your
finger.
Really
you
wet.
Get it wet.
I mean, I ain't never had no girl put a finger in my ass, but I love
it's
girls
nice.
Eating
you're
my
gonna
ass
like
out.
It.
Yeah, I love that shit.
If you like a finger, you'll love. I mean, if you like a tongue, you'll love a finger.
How you like fingers in your ass?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like tongue in my ass either.
I like it sometimes.
Damn, Angela, we wouldn't get along.
I don't.
Because you fucking up my fantasy.
I'm going to tell you, what it is. I mean, I could deal with it, but I don't really enjoy it.
I don't want you to deal with me. I want you to love me, Angela.
Because you know what it is? I don't feel like my ass is supposed to be wet. I don't feel like my asshole should be wet. Hey, now I don't know about you, but I love going out and seeing stand-up comedy. One of my favorite things to do. We always go to Caroline's.
All the time.
All right, the only problem is, as somebody who has to get up every day at 5 a.m., I don't be playing with y'all. I actually get up at 4:30. I never end up making it to the shows. Thankfully, WNYC just launched their new podcast, Two Dope Queens, and that brings the stand-up to me. Stephanie, you know the hosts, Phoebe Robinson and Jessica Williams?
Yes, they bring their funniest stand-up friends. They talk about sex, race, dating, parents, awkward situations, even some celebrities you just would not expect.
So listen up, funny people, or really more like people who like funny people. Go to iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Two Dope Queens from WNYC Studio.
Trust us, these amazing ladies are going to show you a good time. Thanks again to Two Dope Queens and their dope new podcast. It's Phoebe Robinson and Jessica Williams. They bring you the realest real talk, storytelling, and comedy with a bunch of hilarious stand-up comedians. This podcast is recorded live in Brooklyn, NYC, so you never know what's going to happen. Get the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I think? I don't like the thumb. Like, this, when a guy tries to do a thumb, that's not cool.
No, that's what I like. I like you when like a guy is fucking me doggy style and he puts his thumb in my ass.
I like the finger.
But only when I'm drunk. Finger. Only when I'm, like, trash.
When I'm sober, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. When I'm sober, I'm like, listen, we did that last night because we were drinking.
Yeah.
All right.
Drunk sex is very different than sober sex. Don't think you can get away with the same shit.
Very different.
Yeah. It's over. But what, you like the index?
Yeah, I like the index finger.
It's not that bad.
The thumb is just too, like, I feel like a plug. Like, it's just really like.
The way it goes in is different.
Right in. Yeah. Yeah, it's so different. Yeah, yeah. I need the index finger. I'll take that.
Angela's like,
that's
oh,
the
God.
Same finger I use, too.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
I use the end. I use these two.
You use two. If it's two, I'm uncomfortable.
What y'all to do the fuck?
If it's two, I'm uncomfortable.
Why are you shaking your legs like that? Look at his legs.
Nigga,
shaking.
That shit is exciting.
Is it?
This shit is exciting, man.
I do the middle before I do both.
I wanted to know what y'all wanted, but I never thought I'd be the
thin middle.
Yeah. If I can stick two fingers up a nigga's ass, I'm uncomfortable.
I haven't done it in a while, but I really like to do that.
He should be uncomfortable,
too. Yeah, no, because that means you got something else going on, because it's hard to put,
Hey, just for any real niggas that's watching the show, I don't condone no sticking no fingers in my ass.
He just wants a hand.
Listen. If they all wanted to fuck me, I would probably let them do that shit. You, nigga, you would too.
What about you? Do you suck toes?
Nah, I don't do that. I ain't never did it before.
But you would.
But nigga, yo, Angela, I would suck all of y'all toes.
What about ladies sucking guys' toes?
Hey, no, you don't want to suck my feet. Well, you gonna have mental issues after you get.
You probably think she was disgusting.
Have you ever or L'Oreal, have you ever sucked a guy's toes?
I massage your feet though.
You suck feet?
Yeah.
I said massage. I wouldn't suck your toes.
Oh, I've sucked a guy's toes.
You're so stuck up.
I don't even think a guy should want you to suck
your toes. You're so Asian.
In the bathtub, though. We was in the bathtub.
You're supposed to love me long time, Angela.
It wasn't in the bathtub, but he just came out the shower.
Oh, you sucked his toes?
I thought you were so horny.
He's like the best sex in the world. I would do whatever he wants me to do.
See, wow. I would try.
You look like you done did everything, though, Stephanie.
What if he put his toe in your vagina?
No, that's too.
You ain't never had a dick in your ass.
What? I'm just asking.
What'd you say?
If he puts his toe in her vagina.
You had that?
No.
That's terrible.
I don't.
How you ask some shit that you don't like to do?
Because she said that she sucked his toes. So what's the difference?
I've definitely sucked.
If I had to pick, would you rather suck a guy's toes or let him put his toe in your vagina?
Well, I've sucked a guy's toes before one guy.
Okay.
I have.
What makes you do that?
I mean, just drunk as fuck, being nasty in the bathtub and just.
Okay, you're in the bathtub at least.
Yeah, I was in a bathtub. I can't do it. I gotta have a clean person.
No, I never sucked Jesus' toes. Oh, Heaven Father, you Savior, please forgive him for asking me that.
Hey, hold on now, Father. You deserve that. If you want it, you can get it. You made that.
Oh,
you
Jesus.
Made that.
Now, let's talk about dating websites. Would you look at somebody differently if you saw them on a dating site? Like, if you saw their...
You?
That L'Oreal had a profile. I have a profile on Match.com.
Really?
You do? Get the fuck out of here.
Is this before you was Angela Yee? Or you was Angela Yee and you didn't know you was going to be Angela Yee?
Well, I endorse it. So, you know, I have a profile.
Yeah, you got to check for that.
On Match.com.
That doesn't count.
She don't respond
it's
to
very
nobody.
Exciting.
Nobody.
You know, hit me up on Match.
Fuck out
and
of
she
here.
Already matched up with a nigga she like now. That's cool enough
but
for her.
I will say this.
In her settling ass relationship.
I know a lot of people that actually have met their wives and husbands on.
Because they settled to, like, hey, look, I'm
tired. Why is that settling?
You think so?
Yeah. So, man, when it get to the point where you got to go on a website, the goddamn.
It's the same thing as going to a club to meet somebody.
Well, you meet people on Instagram or Twitter sometimes.
But you're not looking for it. But if it happens to happen, if you goddamn hook up with Risky Bitch 2000 and shit, then you go with it and shit. But now you ain't looking for the shit.
But what's wrong with that? I feel like it's just like looking for a job. When you want to look for a job, you go out there and apply. And people sometimes need to take relationships
seriously. I just happen to get the pussy every time I get some pussy. I don't look for the pussy.
Well, maybe you need to be a little bit more discriminatory in the pussy that you choose. And by doing that, you can go online. And
I ain't caught nothing yet.
That you do. Did you go get checked out?
I did go get checked out. And if the girl that I'm with ain't get sick, then I think I'm all right.
No, that's not how you get checked out.
If she ain't dead, I should be
nice. What is wrong with you?
If she don't call me back cussing me out, then I should be cool.
I think guys if really she say,
hey,
like
nigga, did you give me the clap? I'm like, oh, shit, I guess I did. Mean, all right, cool. Hey, you get the pills? Can I get some of yours?
She
I
might have thought she gave it to you.
People know I'm Jack Thriller. I can't go in there. Let me get the other half of your pills.
What if she thought she gave it to you because she fucked somebody else while she was fucking you? And she didn't say anything because she thought she
didn't know who gave it to her.
Exactly.
I don't really raw dog like that. I got a condom on right now just in case y'all want to fuck. Yo, I would use the same condom on all of y'all. I respect y'all, but I'm just saying. Y'all light skinned, and I know that y'all trust each other, so it's all good.
How many times do you think you can go in a row?
Now, I think I'm good. If can we? You talking about it in a day?
No, in a row.
Oh, I mean, if y'all wanted to fuck me right now, I make it happen.
Okay, so
I'll
what if?
I see what I can do.
All right, check it.
I see what I can do.
What if we all wanted to fuck?
Okay,
but we all wanted to fuck. You know, back to back.
Back to back.
And you had to come each time. Would you be able to
do it? Do it? I could do it.
Three times?
I think I can. I know I can.
And you have to come.
It'd probably be dust by the end.
Yeah.
I don't believe him. You're lying. I don't think you'd be able to do it.
Damn, you don't have no trust in your stamina.
Take your asses out right now.
Nope.
Take your asses out.
Take your asses out.
Let's see what's happening right now if you don't mind.
Nope.
Let's go ahead and prove this theory.
I don't believe that you could come.
Let me see the scientists in you.
No.
Well, let me see the OBGYN in you.
What's the most times you had sex in a row?
Four.
With four different niggas in a day, or was it
four
times?
Why do you keep coming at me, my nigga?
No, like, I'm just asking you.
It was one guy.
One guy came four times.
Can you do it with multiple? How many guys you had in one day, though?
I would never.
I'm not like that.
One day?
Hell no. Never.
You got it.
Swear to God.
Come on.
What?
In your 39 years of living, how many guys have you been with in a day?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, now I'm going to be honest.
Oh, I
got to hear this.
You ain't got it in you. I bet you won't be honest. Yay!
When I was in college...
One time in college?
It didn't sound bad, right?
Girls going wild.
So anyway, when I was in college, I ended up having sex with my ex-boyfriend, but I had a new boyfriend, right? Yeah, I did. And I went to go see my new boyfriend after that, but it was, you know, we was on spring break, and so he was at his mom's house, so I wasn't thinking nothing was going to happen. So I had sex with my ex-boyfriend, then I went to my new boyfriend's house.
We went to that part already.
I didn't have sex with him, though, because his mom was home.
Okay, cool.
But he kept on trying to eat me out, and I felt terrible. And so he kept trying to do it. He probably did a little bit, like tasted some rubber, then I was like, no, chill. But I felt bad about it.
Hold on, so you're saying you didn't have intercourse, but you got...
No. Like, yeah, for like 2 seconds.
Well, I mean, that's cool.
But I felt like it was just wrong.
But did you use a condom?
No, so he probably tasted rubber.
That's what I'm saying. You could smell, like, even if you take a shower, you could kind of still smell rubber.
Hold on. So you're saying your boyfriend rawed you?
No. My ex-boyfriend had on a condom. We had sex, and then I went to go see my new boyfriend. His mom was home, so I thought we was just, you know, I was going to say hello.
Your new boyfriend sucked your old boyfriend dick kind of.
He did, kind of.
His condom, a little bit.
You sucked the condom. What's his name here?
Nope.
Trevor. You like you fuck niggas named Trevor. Or Myron.
Definitely not.
Right.
It's how many guys you didn't ever had sex with in a day?
I've not ever in my life had sex with more than one guy.
in a day.
A day, but I've definitely had sex with more than one guy in a week.
Yeah, I'll attest to that.
For sure.
A week.
100%. Definitely have done that.
Did you feel bad about it, or did it not matter?
No, I don't feel bad.
It feels the same, right?
How many girls you had sex with in one day?
I don't feel bad because as long as you're washing yourself all the time.
Why is it okay?
Three bitches in one day? At the same time or like, how did it go?
It was simultaneously. Because I'm usually in a lot of different relationships at one time.
So you had a foursome.
Something like that. I think one of them was a prostitute. It would cost me $150 and whatnot. It was. I think she was
a cheap prostitute at that. $150.
Hey, I don't know where you be going, but I'm not going there.
$150.
How much? Oh,
no, no, no. Hold on. Check this out. When I first moved to New York, right? I did fly a girl in from Houston. I fucked her and whatnot, but I had already had that before. So, but I couldn't really get in the flow of the whole New York flow of talking to women because New York women are different. Mm-hmm. It's different from being like that from down south. I'm from Atlanta,
but so, she was from Houston.
Yeah, that's the same thing to me.
Yeah, but it's kind of the same thing. Okay. But I'm trying to fuck some New York women. So it's the spots in New York, right? Yeah, y'all heard of them.
What?
These underground spots and shit where girls be fucking for $40.
Hell yeah, nah.
And it'd be Stephanie Santiago's.
Oh,
not me, but I know what he means.
Yeah, she know what I'm talking about.
Not specifically.
Yeah, no,
but it'd be some bad bitches.
Yeah,
and these motherfuckers that fuck for $40.
$40.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I spent the.
This, how many years ago are you talking about?
10.
Yeah.
10,
this is back 10, in
11,
the day.
12.
I'm 10, from, 11, 12. I'm from the Chelsea. I'm from Chelsea. That's 26th Street and 10th Avenue, right? And all the guys from there, we would all be hanging out, and then they'll be like, all right, bye, y'all. We're going to the hop. And that was the whole hop. And they would always say there would be like beautiful, like Colombian girls there. Like you could pick. You could get the dark skinned, gorgeous girl. Some of them don't look as great as the others. They like the $20 ones.
Damn.
But
they don't
exist no more. I can
tell you
this one that's better than that.
What, now still?
No, to now.
What the
hell? Yeah, like, and I'm talking about
beautiful girls.
But
see, I can't go really now because I'm Jack Thriller and shit.
Like,
that's even better.
Really beautiful girls.
No, it ain't.
They might not charge you.
The last time I went was in, like, you know what I'm saying, 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the girl, she was like, yo, my brother is a really big fan of yours. He was so disrespectful.
Let me get him on FaceTime.
yeah. So, you know, I went and just did my thing for my little 40 and shit. We kicked it. She tried to charge me $250 when we ain't in the club.
Because she knew you had it like that.
I didn't, though. The $40 sound easy.
So you could barter? Like, you'd be like, nah.
Yes, you can barter with them. They hoes.
Yeah.
They didn't have pimps that might come because I would think
no.
They have a
or
pimp.
A madam.
New
or
York
something.
Girls don't have pimps.
Back in the day.
New York girls don't have pimps. They kind of, yeah, they'll
well,
risk
be
being ended up
you.
In a ditch.
Oh, no, but in those whole hops, it'd be illegal girls, you know, like it'd be immigrant girls. They can't get jobs. They like fresh off the boat.
Where I went, these is girls you will see in people videos.
You didn't feel bad about it?
No, I felt great about myself. I was like, oh, shit. I ain't even got to put up with none of this bullshit going to Applebee's and stuff on all these unanswered-ass dates and shit.
All the guys from my vlog used to go to the whole hop. Every single one.
You don't
of
feel
them.
Like perhaps you might get something because, you know, they done fucked a whole bunch of people in one day?
I never thought
that's
about it.
That's disgusting.
It never crossed my mind, but now that you mention it.
I used to tell them all the time. Every time they would be like, oh, we're going to the hop, I would be like, y'all are disgusting.
Yeah, I would be a little bit concerned.
Hey, listen, ain't nobody called me
because I know they're not
I'm
getting
dying.
Tested.
They don't have your number.
They have your
home.
Number? Come on
ain't
now.
Ain't nobody called me. Yeah, they get my number. You thinking you're going to give me some good pussy and I ain't going to give you my number?
What if
you
she's sucking your that? Dick and she start coughing?
Then I'll be like, hey, bless you.
Damn, man.
Bless you.
What can they do with $40? I'm so confused.
Man, you know how many bars of soap you can buy for
$40? For $40
how many chocolate milks?
That's nasty.
That's
how many Blistex you can buy for that?
What?
Blistex. Now, you know they say that everybody lies, right?
Right.
So what are some things that you would say you lie about?
I can see out of both eyes.
You don't lie about that.
I mean, but Angela, like, I really live my truth.
Yeah.
Like,
but no, everybody lies.
I don't really lie. If I'm broke, I tell you I'm broke.
Do you have a big dick?
I got an average size dick.
What's average?
I think I'm six and a half.
Are you lying?
No.
Six and a half? How do you know?
I measured it.
You measured it?
Yeah,
six
I measured
and a
my
half
dick.
Is small.
And listen. I got a small dick. Look at it. Okay, I just found out. I got a small dick. My shit is 6.5 inches, but it's 7 when I'm mad. 7 inches when I'm mad. Anyway.
7 is average.
Okay, well, shit.
I think 7.5, 8 is average. 7.5.
That's
eight.
What for her big ass. Look at
yeah,
what you need?
Ass.
What you need, though? What you need, though? What y'all need? What you need? What y'all need?
What you think? What you think?
You don't need all that dick. You don't need all that dick.
Angela, what's average?
How much dick do you need, though?
7 inches. 7.
But how much dick do you need?
I think like 8 is perfect.
I think
8 is perfect for you?
Yeah.
How big is your pussy?
It stretches. A baby can come out of it.
A baby can come out of it. Okay, you need 8 inches of dick.
I think 8 is... Listen, don't be upset.
Okay, I'm gonna bring
you sound too defensive right now.
Because I really thought I was right for you.
Okay,
what about you, L'Oreal?
Subway half sandwich
average.
I mean, I think 7-8 is average. Yeah, I mean, but I don't. When it's too big, I can't take that.
Oh, my Jared Fogle. What?
I like big dicks.
I can't take too big.
You cannot
he likes
lie.
Big dicks.
That's cool. Because
like you know what? The thing about a dick is it's good to look at, too.
Well, I would.
Like, it's not that exciting like to look at a 6.5-inch dick.
No, my dick, look, I got a lot of girth.
And it's probably skinny.
No, I got a girth on my shit. My shit look like a goddamn a baby food jar. My dick is a baby food jar.
I'm just saying, part of it is the thrill of like, oh, look at that. That shit look
that's
incredible.
True.
Delicious.
No, and it's so nice.
Exactly.
A big dick,
but
it's
six
like
and a half.
Happy and it like, you hear it like, slap.
Right.
It's nice. It's really
y'all
nice.
Motherfuckers are making me. Y'all sure y'all don't want to fuck now?
Okay. No, you're only
I don't
want
to let that shit.
You're not big enough. You're not on the level that
listen,
we're thinking
listen
of.
Here. I'm going to go buy me some more dick and then I'm
going to
come back and see
can.
If we can start
can
this over.
Would you do that? Would you get a dick injection?
I got to see how. No, I go get a dick piece and put an extra piece on.
They got that too.
Or I would invite one of the boyfriends. Who is one of the boyfriends that you really like that had a dick that size? I'm going to bring him with me. I'm going to go ahead and let him fuck you first, and I'm going to come right after that.
No,
that'd be even worse for you.
That doesn't work.
Right.
No, we'd be all stretched
no,
out.
I think you would have to go first with anyone.
Like,
okay,
down.
Well, then, all right, well, then, well, I'm going to start it off, and I'm going to let him finish it. I'm going to come in and put my little hot 45 seconds in. And then, yeah,
no,
hey, nigga,
nothing
go,
wrong with a
go
starter
do what y'all
penis.
Used to do.
Starter
go
penis.
Do what y'all used to do. Yeah, yeah. I'm the starter dick.
No, your dick is perfect for, like, anal sex.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Yeah. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that.
For the first time,
you're not
sex.
Discouraging me up in it.
How's the girth? How's the girth?
I said it's about big as a baby jar.
Do you enjoy anal sex? You enjoy anal sex?
That's not
I
terrible.
Love fucking hoes. I mean, I love fucking women in ass.
Have you ever got shit on your dick?
Yeah, I have had that happen. When I was 19, I was fucking one of my teachers at
what?
Yeah, yeah. And I was going to a medical assistant school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And she was preparing for it because I think what she said she had to
get a colonic.
Yeah. And yeah, she got a little gushy on me.
Gushy.
It was feeling good, but it was smelling bad.
The most fascinating part of the story is that you were a medical assistant.
But it was smelling bad. Damn.
Mm-hmm. 2 senses of smell gone wrong.
Oh, no.
That's disgusting.
Well, 3, because it was sounding good, too. It was sounding...
But it was
you smelled it.
Yeah, it was... I don't...
Were you able to come?
Yeah, I ignored it.
Two girls, one cup.
Yeah, it smelled bad. I didn't stop fucking her and stuff because, you know, I knew she liked me. And, you know, I was trying to, know what I'm saying, get my certificate.
Did she say sorry? Like, damn, I shitted on you.
Yeah, she was embarrassed. But then I made her feel comfortable with the shit because, you know.
Like, oh, no, I always put shit on my dick.
Okay, that happens
I love
all
shit.
The time.
No, I was just
shit
like,
happens.
Hey, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Right. Yeah. It actually made it more lubricated.
Yeah, in real life.
Oh, shit.
I'm a nasty nigga, like, so when you pass me, nigga, look me in my eye.
I found something new I like.
Come on. It would I.
What about blood? You ever got blood on your dick?
Never had that.
You never really? Went in somebody on her period? Or
oh,
she
yeah,
didn't
no,
know
I,
she had
no,
it?
I does that.
I didn't mean for that asshole.
No, I do that.
Oh. Okay, you run red lights.
Yeah, I run red lights. I'm with it.
Will you eat them out
I'm
in
with
that period?
Because, you know, I don't want it to ever be a situation where you don't feel like fucking me. I want to seize the moment.
Okay.
Because I know if you let me fuck you one time and you're on your period and stuff, you're going to let me fuck you when you ain't on your period and everything. I don't want to miss out on that.
All right, good point.
I don't want to miss out on that. Because you might not like me when you're not on your period.
That's true. Women are supposedly hornier on their period.
Right. So like I said, would you
Which one of y'all on your period right now?
I'm actually nobody on my luck. Period.
Can I fuck you right now?
Look,
no. Can I fuck you right now?
Absolutely.
Can I fuck you right now?
Because I am so.
Oh my God, we're on our period.
Can you answer my question or no?
Yes, anything.
Would you eat a girl out on her period?
If it was y'all.
I've been eating on my period with a tampon in and without one too. I wouldn't want to go. I mean, it's not the third day.
I've been
period,
on Fear Factor before. I'm with it. I'm with the shit.
You do anything.
It's some light days
for y'all.
What if we wanted you to dance?
I don't do that no more.
What if we put on a genuine pony?
I used to be a stripper. When I was 19.
Shut the fuck up.
Are you serious?
Ask Lil Duval.
Wait a minute.
Can you show us your
all
move?
Kinds of wrong.
Why would he know?
Hey, because he was trying to talk me out the shit and whatnot. And I was like, hey, though, I can't find a job.
So what was nowhere. Your song? What was your stripper name?
Bob Wire. I was small, but I cut you.
And then what was your song?
It was Pony. It
Every was, guy's song is Pony.
How does it feel?
Yeah, it was Pony. D'Angelo, How Does It Feel? And that was the wrong.
You know what would have been good for
so
you?
So long.
Jay Holiday, Bad. That would be good.
Why Bad?
I mean, it's just a good stripper song for a guy.
I have my act together. I was the worst stripper ever. You know why?
Why?
Because I would get butt naked on the first fucking song. And
no teasing
all the
at all.
Strippers would get mad at me. Like, because they were like, yo, Bob, why? If you get naked, then we got to get naked. What the fuck is wrong with you, dog? Don't get naked unless you get over $250.
So did you have the thing that you had to tie around your dick, like,
the
to
sock?
Make it stay hard?
Yep. Oh. And
you
one
know
time,
they make you
stay hard. Yep, it's called a cock ring.
Yeah.
It's called a cock ring.
Really? Mm-hmm. And it makes you stay hard the whole time?
Man, the motherfucker almost made my mushroom pop off.
I heard it's very painful. It's very painful.
It's the worst.
Mm-hmm. Some people are like,
I was on stage with it soft one time with it on.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. I made $7.35.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that a good night? Or
on a great night. On a great night. But the best night I had was like $245.
You made, damn, you ain't.
Yeah, and I was prostitute.
It doesn't really pay that well.
Yeah, that doesn't sound
male strippers don't get paid.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't.
Damn.
They
be mad big
and
bitches.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Male strippers do a lot of work. Like, they be lifting all these big women up in the air, flipping them around.
I ain't do
pouring
none of that
wax
shit. I was already fucking big women in my regular life. I didn't want to do that shit in real life. I'm on stage in my fantasy, trying to create
fantasy.
So
your best night was only $245?
Yeah.
So you just was doing it because you wanted to.
I was trying to get some more pussy.
So did you fuck more? I'm confused. You did?
Yes.
So you were a prostitute as well?
Right.
I was prostituting and everything.
Did they pay you to fuck?
How much were you charging?
I was charging, like, you know what I'm saying, $55.
To fuck?
$55 to fuck, yeah.
You paid more than you was costing more than a prostitute.
That's
you
what
was
I'm
fucking.
Trying to tell it's you.
Get
you
your little expensive dick out of here.
Go ahead, Bob Wire, with your bad
sign. 6.5. 6.5.
He's charging by the inch.
Come on, man.
$10 an inch?
Fruit by the inch.
But were you ever not able to get hard?
I was always able not to get hard.
What?
A lot of shit didn't turn me on.
So, but what if they paid you the $55
and you couldn't get hard?
And you couldn't get hard.
Hey, man, you get what you pay for.
He had to eat her out.
You saw what it looked like at the beginning.
But they probably like if a woman is paying for sex, she's probably like really willing to do whatever it takes to get you hard. So.
Yeah, because you know every woman, you know, egotistically think that they can, you know.
Yeah.
Dated the right woman for you and all that, trying to turn you out and take care of you and all that old dumb shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, you know how that shit go. That's even in real life.
I can't see paying for sex. I don't know how y'all do it.
Hey, you know why? Because you guys have always been beautiful women. You've always been beautiful women. Y'all got great personalities and your self-esteem is all the way up here.
Well, I don't feel like looks matter so much. I feel like a woman, if she wants a guy to fuck, she can find somebody to fuck her.
Easy.
I don't even feel like it has to do with
it. It's a self-esteem thing. You gotta believe in yourself. You don't know who's been belittling the people that you've been talking to and what they think about themselves, depending on who they hang around, who's inside your circle, mm-hmm. who makes you feel like you the shit. I know everybody make you feel like you the shit. Look, you know why? Because you're the shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Have another drink.
He leaned in kind of close. Hey. I thought he was going to kiss her.
Have another drink.
Pucker up, Ange.
You still look good.
I do, even you after that. Now, congratulations on your new song that you sent me.
What'd you think about it?
We all listened to it.
I love it. I was singing it.
Yeah, she was singing it. She
Look into my eye, girl.
Come on, man. Man, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah, so it's a new album that me and RL is working on. It's called Girl, Give Me Your Real Number and whatnot. It's going to be...
Girl, I'm Give sorry. Me Your Real Number.
It's an EP. It's an EP. So we're doing like 6 songs. I'm flying down to Atlanta and we cramming it on out and stuff. So I'm really excited about that. Then I got a book that I'm working on right now. It's called Side Bitch Christmas. You know, what do the lonely Christmas. Do at Christmas? And you know, all women have been through it. I'm working on a pilot for a reality show.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah.
And, what's going to be happening on this?
Let's go.
It's this girl that, you know, I've been kicking it with off and on and stuff. She y'all done heard of her before. And she
what's
has
her name?
Kids. I'll tell you about it. After we get out.
Where's she from?
Okay.
Where's she from?
Texas.
Okay.
Where the fuck's she from? Damn. No, she's from New York.
Way to know her.
And she got 3 kids. Yeah, she got 3 kids.
Okay.
You take care of all 3 of them?
Huh?
You take care of all 3
no,
of them?
No, her daddy already got that shit. The baby daddy got that covered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he made it.
You be around
he
the
made
kids.
It.
You be around the kids, though.
No. I don't.
So why'd you bring them up?
Because they're going to be part of the show. And in order to, you know, make our shit work inside the show, I have to get
meet
inside
the kids.
Yeah.
Woo, and that's not the, that's tough.
Yeah, and
you know,
I'm a guy that don't
think it. I think it's fucked up for guys. Like, if you're not going to be serious about a woman, don't get to know her kids.
Yeah, and I don't do that. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't want to get to know them.
Right.
But, you know, in this particular relationship right here, you know, she fine enough for me to do it. Like, if you had kids, I'd fuck with you. If you had kids, I would fuck with you.
I have a 10-year-old.
You should. You deserve that 10-year-old.
Yeah, he's really bomb and smart. He does really good in school.
Man, even if he ain't, I would treat him like he was. Just because you look like what you look
but
like. He could be a stupid motherfucker.
I've been single for like 3.5 years, and I have
No, you
not,
haven't.
Yeah. Oh, yep. I forgot about my last relationship.
You had a boyfriend.
Oops, my
he
bad.
Is crazy.
You
might win some.
But anyway,
but
I haven't been in a relationship with my son's father for 3.5 years.
Okay, there we go.
I have not ever brought a man around my child.
Man, God bless your heart.
Because my son's father is a really great father, and he doesn't want that. My son got a father already, so.
But he be having his girl around him, though.
He did have her around, but they're not together anymore. They're broken up.
Man, God know what he be doing, right?
But he allowed her to be. But he asked me first. He brought it to me first. Like, do you mind? You know, I think things are getting serious. And I was like, okay, do whatever you want.
That's cool.
Is that really what you said? Or was it worse than that?
Nah, because I'm not a hater. You know, we broke up because I was cheating on him. So if he wants to be happy in another relationship, you know, by all means, do whatever it takes. You know,
I would fucking murder her.
You know, as long as, you know, he's happy and he's
really
like,
ignored
you. Around, you know. And they were together for 3 years, so I ain't mad that they broke up.
Right.
You know, it is what it is.
She got some marks on her. She got some marks under that shirt right there.
And what?
And whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Usually, so wait, so now...
not stretch marks
So
either.
You ready to meet the kids?
I guess.
What do you want them to call you?
Jack.
Really?
Jack.
Can I say this?
Uncle.
Yo, when you see this show, I can't. It's no way I could feel their dad's shoes. It's no way.
Does he like you? Did you meet the dad?
Before I started, like, kicking it with her... I heard that he was a fan of mine, and I was shocked because I grew up on him.
Oh shit!
Yeah, he did his thing.
I'm trying to think who could this be.
He did his
I'm
thing, and I
to
say this:
dying
he played
to go
sports.
Off air so you could
oh, I was thinking a rapper.
Nah, he played sports.
3 kids,
and
that could be anyone.
Like he did it like ain't nobody else did it.
Is it Michael Jordan?
Bo Jackson.
you close.
Oh shit!
You close.
Now. You OJ close. Simpson.
Nah. No, yo, you were super.
I was close.
What?
Damn, I stopped at Bo Jackson.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah
know
stop right there.
So, yeah.
Well, now she with Ho Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ho knows best.
Bob Wire.
But yeah, I think that once you do that, you got to be for real serious, like thinking marriage.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely with that because, you know, she light skinned too, so I know my baby gonna have good hair.
Oh my God.
And that's one of the reasons why I really want to get this shit popping, you know.
What if they have hair like you?
I doubt it. All these motherfuckers is like, you know, on point.
Their kids are on point.
Like, yeah, I know I can't fuck this up, goddamn skeeting in her. It's gonna work.
So you're fucking her skeeting in her already?
No. Because I can't afford it. And whatnot, this nigga already paying some stupid ass child support for each one of these kids. So I,
damn. We gotta find out who this is.
Yeah.
Let me go look on his Instagram. Is she on your Instagram?
I'm about to erase her after we get off this motherfucker.
I'm gonna look right now before you get an opportunity to do that. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. Well, Jack Thriller, thank you so much. We appreciate you for coming by and doing lip service with us and being a good sport, man.
Man, I wish y'all would have let me eat your pussies and shit, man. I thank you for having me on the show.
It was really fun.
It's good to know that you used to be a stripper. I never knew that.
Bob White.
Yeah. I'm calling him that from now on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Call me anything you want.
You can't climb over that.
No problem.
We'll call him 6.5. Hey.
Oh, 6.5.
Yeah. Hey, make sure you follow me on Instagram at Jack Thriller. On Twitter too, at Jack Thriller, and Young Jack Thriller on Facebook. Thank you.
Why is this Young Jack Thriller?
Well, I'm old Jack Thriller now because I was young when I first got the name. Aww. Yeah, 34. I bust 34.
Middle age Jack Thriller.
If you want to give me some.
Oh, that's okay.
Let me find this girl.
Yeah, good luck with that.
I haven't looked. I didn't see anything.
It's too far down.
Oh,
she
scrolled all the way down since you said
it's
that.
Too far off. All right.
We gonna find
and
it.
Cut. And cut.